We sang Rain, Rain, Go Away, and it did. Hi, I'm Bob Bupka here at the AT&T Byron Nelson, bringing you the inside story of this year's tournament. Round one was delayed 2.5 hours this morning due to storms and a significant amount of rain, but then the skies cleared. Play was underway at 9:30 a.m. with soft conditions and what the players call ball in hand, better known as lift clean in plays. As darkness fell, there are four tied for the lead. Sergio Garcia, the Korean-born New Zealander, and local resident Danny Lee, Johnson Wagner, and Tom Hogue, all at 7 under par. One of the early finishers, James Hahn, currently tied for 8th at 5 under par, said the conditions were great for scoring. He even had an eagle.
Conditions were actually really good for how much rain we got this morning. You're playing lift clean in place today, so if you hit the fairways, you're getting perfect lies all day. Started off a little slow, a couple bogeys early on. Had an eagle on 7 that really jump-started the round. Made a nice birdie on 9, and that just kind of, you know, fed into the momentum and hit a lot of good shots out there. Made some putts. Made a bomb on 17, and unfortunately didn't make the one on 18, but, you know, sitting nice at 5 under.
Ernie Els hasn't played in the AT&T Byron Nelson since 1995 due to other commitments, but says he still has fond memories of Mr. Nelson.
I mean, I remember him sitting in on his chair there, and you know, at the tent, and always used to greet us coming off 18, and the most gentleman-like man you'll ever meet in your life. You know, I was very privileged to have known him, and you know, just a wonderful man.
Local favorite Jordan Spieth finished in near darkness at 6 under par, tied for 5th with Dustin Johnson and Fredrik Jakobsen. Spieth had this to say about his day.
A solid start to the tournament. I got off to a good start with, you know, short-siding myself but holding the chip, which is a nice bonus. You know, really saved a stroke and a half on that shot, and took advantage of the easier holes and made a couple mid-range putts that I haven't been making, or at least I didn't last week. So this work we've been putting in on the practice green is paying off. You know, lost a little control with my iron play today on some pretty easy shots that I'll look to improve on. But other than that, I'm very pleased.
Sergio Garcia, the 2004 champion, tied for the lead, says he loves playing in the Lone Star State.
Texas has always been good to me. I've done fairly well pretty much every time I played here with some victories and stuff. So, you know, I enjoy it. I've always enjoyed these kind of golf courses that usually are a little bit firmer than today. Unfortunately, we got a lot of rain, but, you know, it's always a little bit breezy, and, you know, you have to place the ball in the right spots. And, you know, I've always enjoyed that kind of golf. So, you know, it's just kind of brings me to my comfort level, I guess.
And finally, as I'm sure you know, the AT&T is in its second year as the title sponsor for the Byron Nelson. And all indications are they're really involved in the Nelson, the community, and just as importantly, the Momentous Institute. The tournament chairman, Tim Marin, agrees.
Absolutely. I mean, to have AT&T as your title sponsor, I mean, I feel like there's not a better one to have around. And to top that on everything they do for us during tournament week and leading up into tournament week, they are engaged and involved in our charity. They've helped tremendously with gifts and those sort of things for the kids and technology. And I think some of those gifts are approaching, you know, almost $2 million. So they're a pretty special group.
So the first round isn't quite in the books. It'll be finished early Friday morning, and the weather is predicted to be great for the rest of the week. This is Bob Bupka for the AT&T Byron Nelson.